Beef sees a stronger demand despite the record retail prices. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Fortunately for our beef producers, the dreaded and expected consumer pushback due to high prices has not really happened. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
As far as consumer demand for beef these days, the first quarter of this year was
the best we've had in 10 years.
Kansas State University economist Glenn Tonsor says that's a bit of a surprise considering the record high retail prices we are seeing for beef. But in a sense, he says it's those prices that show the level of demand. He says in the first 3 months of this year, supplies of beef were 3% less than the same time the year before. So you would expect a 3% hike in prices. But Tonsor says fresh beef prices were up more than 10%. So consumers seem to be willing to pay whatever price for their beef.
You know, some households are being priced out of the market. I don't want to, you know, dance around that. That's just a reality. But those that are remaining consumers are seeing more value in these products than some of us expected. That means there's more value, more dollars entering the beef chain than we otherwise anticipated. And those dollars filter down throughout the entire industry.
And the beef industry itself can take partial credit for the strong consumer demand for their products. First, the generic advertising for the products.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Ah, yes. But Glenn Tonsor says the beef industry also has worked on packaging. On the packages,
messaging on the proper way to cook so we don't have overcooking of meat, but yet we keep it safe, I would argue improves demand.
And the industry's been creating new products and promoting them. For example,
you know, the development of the flat iron steak, you know, basically a new cut, new pushing of a product, higher utilization of a what was a low value piece of the carcass to now a higher value one. There's a lot of those things that in aggregate lead to these positive aggregate demand stories we're talking about.
But Tonsor says beef supplies will continue to shrink, prices to rise over the next 2 years. The question is, will those rising prices finally slow down consumer demand? They haven't yet. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.